This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Me and you? Cassie? Let's go. Oreo Cookie's a big fan. 888-957-9570.
Yes, hey. But don't, he's black.
Well, who knows? Ancestry.com. I got to look into it. Maybe. We'll see. By the way, you got to be locked in.
By the way.
There we go. Oh, I thought I had to read here. I don't. Yes, that's great. It's good news. We teased something heading into the break. We sure did. And we're going to get to it. The latest also on Juwan Jennings, Tim Kawakami.
Oh, there's an update?
There is an update.
Jennings jam.
Yeah, Jennings. We don't really have a Kuminga crisis one, although I wish we could just...
I did make like a generic explosion eagle thing, Carter, if you want to find it.
Oh, we have...
There you go.
Just Jennings jam.
So this is Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, the latest. Sounds like there's still no resolution in the 49ers Juwan Jennings situation. I don't think either side has ruled out anything. I don't think either side is happy. Deadlines make deals, slash decisions, slash whatever.
Are you reading a Jennings update or a Jonathan Kuminga update?
There you go. That was Tim Kawakami and Juwan Jennings.
The same situation.
So,
sensation.
The latest on Juwan Jennings is there is no latest. We are now less than 2 weeks away from the start of week one of the regular season where the 49ers will be up in Seattle. Will Juwan Jennings be there? I'm not sure.
It isn't worth the trouble. Like, I don't mean to be like a jerk to Juwan here on this one, but just like... This is not worth it. I don't want the Niners to feel like they need to trade him because they do need him. And I do think that would make the team worse if you trade him. But, like, come on, at this point, like, nobody's winning this at this point. Like, what are we doing here? This is not, this juice is not worth the squeeze. Kyle Juszczyk.
Well, maybe it's worth it to Brock Purdy. Like, Brock Purdy wants his guy Juwan right back there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he probably wants him on the field so he can throw footballs to him.
I mean, who... Like, we're talking about Brock Purdy right now, and like, how are we judging this season? Who do we compare him to? Do we compare or judge this season based on his, you know, MVP caliber season, based on last year, based on his peers? What is the proper criteria to judge Brock Purdy? And, you know, we were just joined by Baldy. You know, he seems to think it was more the team letting him down than Brock letting the team down, which I do think was the accurate call there. That being said, I don't want to let Brock off the hook completely. I don't think he was... like amazing last year. I don't think he was very good last year. I think a lot of people say, I thought he was good. No. I saw a lot of faults from Brock Purdy last year, and hopefully he's improved upon them, and the team obviously improved upon them. But one of the things is the wide receiver core. And, you know, that rapport with Juwan Jennings that he built up, and it was great last year, is that all out the window? Because it felt like all that rapport he built up with Brandon Ayuk kind of was left out the window because Ayuk missed the entirety of training camp.
Well, how much of that was just Brandon Ayuk really not being ready to go? Because as Baldy said, and I don't know if we have the cut ready yet. By the way, great job, guys in the back, flipping those cuts. Carter and Risotto, very much appreciate that.
You were on their ass immediately. He's like, Sam Lovin back there, just saying, hey, guys, get with it.
Well, yeah, there was once upon a time where that was Bonte Hill coming in screaming, hey, get me these 7 cuts so I cannot play them. But
you hear that, Bonte? Sam Lovin throwing you under the bus, buddy.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a day that ends in Y. I love Bonte. I'm happy with Bonte Hill.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's Baldy said there's something to be said about getting hit in training camp, getting your hands right, getting your feet right, getting mm-hmm. your eyes right. You're not going to, you don't have that with Juwan. You don't. And it's, we saw this happen with Brandon Ayuk last year, who was a better receiver than Juwan Jennings. If Brandon Ayuk's having a slow ramp up time, what, you think Juwan Jennings is just going to hit the ground running too? So the fact that the last line or the second to last line that Kalakami has in that tweet where just neither side is happy. Great. Like this gives me no joy for what this season's going to be. Like, I don't know how good the Niners are going to be. I'm not saying that Juwan Jennings on the field week one is going to be the difference between, you know, another 6-11 season or the Niners finding their way to the Super Bowl, but I want to have as complete a team as possible right now. And that includes Juwan Jennings being on the roster. So like, let's go, let's get some urgency. You know, it's time to eat. Let's go.
It's time to eat.
That's what Baldy says.
Yeah. Pearsall, Jennings, eventually Ayuk. Once, like, if that ends up being the core there, all of a sudden you're feeling pretty good about it. Now, what version of Ayuk are we getting? I don't know. Like, this whole thing, we're talking about Brandon Ayuk. We're talking about, you know, how could this offense all of a sudden from, like, the start of the season evolve throughout it and Ayuk being a part of that. I'm going into the season, quite frankly, if you get anything from Ayuk, it's a bonus. But I'm not expecting Ayuk to just all of a sudden be the savior that I think a lot of Niner fans are, like, probably feeling like, man, if we had Pearsall, and then we already have Kittle, and then Jennings is back in the form, and then you add Ayuk. See, I'm not doing that, and then you add Ayuk. If you get anything from Ayuk, great. I'm just putting a lot on a guy that, let's be honest,
his entire knee was disintegrated.
Shredded.
Yeah. It might as well have just not as existed. It was just goo down there.
Exactly.
Not
so
guru,
like, and it's been a tough rehab process for him. He's acknowledged that. Like, it's been a tough thing to go through. And yeah, have people recovered from ACLs and MCLs, and they've gone back and gone pretty good? Yes. But again, that's other people. I'm just viewing this through the lens of the Brandon Ayuk. It's unfair to me to automatically say that when we talk about the soft tissue injuries, they're like, hey, Adrian Peterson did it, so anyone can. We've come a long way through this. Like, that's a little unfair.
Science.
Everyone is different in how they recover. Let's take a step back.
But again, there is something we said about the fact that rehab from these injuries is better. So that does give me more optimism that Ayuk should be able to. I don't know if he'll ever be pre-injury Brandon Ayuk. That remains to be seen. That's not saying it's not impossible, but yeah, to suggest that when Brandon Ayuk hits the field week 7, it's all systems go. Let's you know, have him 100 yard game right off the bat. No, that might be a bit much to ask for. But this is where, if you can have Juwan Jennings clicking at that time, you can, in a sense, ease Brandon Ayuk in, because you still have some great pass catchers in Ricky and George and DeMarcus Robinson, hopefully Juwan Jennings. So Brandon Ayuk is kind of your, more or less, your fifth option out the gate to start his season fresh off that injury. And then maybe a few weeks down the line, he's rising up the targets ladder. And by the last 3, 4, maybe 5 games of the year, if you want to get really greedy, maybe he is kind of finally easing back into that level we saw from him back in 23 when he was the Niners' number one receiver. He was starting to kind of come around last year before the injury too. I mean, he had a great game. I believe it was that Rams game. He had, I think, close to 150 yards in that one. So he was showing signs of being that dude last year before it all went kaput. He's basically have to start over from scratch again this year, and that sucks.
So we've had not one but two people join our airwaves now, and two former players that have said this, that, you know, it's on Purdy to elevate the roster. It's on the quarterback to elevate the wide receiver core. That's what Baldy told us this past segment, Sam. He said, it's up to Purdy to do that. This is Kirk Morrison, former linebacker, Bay Area legend, former Raider. We love Kirk Morrison, and they had him. Was it Willard and Dibbs had him on? Willard and Dibbs had him on the other week during a preseason game, too, because they played the Raiders, obviously, and Kirk now doing some Raider broadcasting on the radio side there. This is Kirk Morrison on Brock Purdy, again, former NFL linebacker, talking about Purdy needing to elevate the roster.
Gone is Debo, and I don't know if 49er fans are going to miss him or not. We'll see. You know, obviously Brandon Ayuk is going to be banged up for the early part of the season. We'll see what's about Juwan Jennings. But George Kittle and obviously Christian McCaffrey are going to have to be huge. Ricky Pearsall, hey, sorry, buddy, year two, you got to handle it. So Brock Purdy has to elevate the roster. That's what I think I'm kind of getting to, is that when you pay a quarterback that kind of money, you have to elevate the rest of the roster. Now, it doesn't matter, right? We've seen Patrick Mahomes do it. We've seen, obviously, Josh Allen has done it last year when, you know, they trade away Stephon Diggs and all that. So with all this roster reconstruction, Brock Purdy has to show that you can win a Super Bowl on my back and on my arm. I can do that. I believe that he can. Now, it just depends on just how healthy this team is going to be. And can they get through a full season, unlike what we saw last year, where it went sideways pretty quickly at the end.
All right. So there's one guy saying, hey, it's got to elevate around him. I don't want any excuses. I see all these guys. I see the Josh Allens of the world elevating lesser talent around him. It's up to you, Brock. You got the contract. You have to elevate this quote-unquote lesser talent around you. Now, I say lesser talent. It's not really fair. I mean, you got a first-ballot Hall of Famer, I believe, in George Kittle on your roster right now. Tight end. Guy's going to help a lot of quarterbacks out in this league.
Talent, yeah.
If George Kittle's on the market right now, every single team out there, all the other teams are taking him and starting him immediately. Mm-hmm. That's how good he is. Ricky Pearsall? Big fat question mark. I don't know what to make of Ricky. I like that preseason game two action when it was Brock Purdy on that first drive throwing it to Ricky, converting third down after third down. That was nice to see. The Purdy-Pearsall connection. Let's see it. I saw the connection last year with Juwan Jennings. Made me optimistic. I've seen it at its height in that NFC Championship game with Brandon Ayuk. He was a second team All-Pro with Brock Purdy. I've seen it. I know Brock Purdy could elevate talent around him. Did he not elevate, as a reference right there, my guy Brandon Ayuk to be second-team All-Pro? That was his best season in the NFL. With who? Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. He's elevated Juwan Jennings to have his best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Season ever.
And that was with less stuff around him, too. He was the focal point of the offense. He was still finding out ways to get the ball to him.
George Kittle, if it wasn't a career year, it was second in career year. One of his best seasons as a professional last year with who? Brock Purdy. He can do that. I've seen it done. Now you're adding Christian McCaffrey back onto this roster and adding Brian Robinson. I'm a lot more optimistic, I think, than a lot of other Niner fans are about this offense going forward.
Yeah. No, I think it's there. I absolutely agree with you there. When we kind of look at, you know, what happened last year how much of that 6-11 season was put on Brock Purdy versus wasn't. And I know Greg Cosell talked about this last week with Willard and Dibbs. I don't know if we want to get that on there as well. Let's just play what Cosell said there, because I do like Brock wasn't the reason the Niners were 6-11. Obviously, he played a role in it, but I'm kind of curious when we look back in hindsight where we're at there. But let's hear what Greg Cosell has to say about that.
R95.7 The Game NFL insider who joins Willard and Dibbs weekly, Greg Cosell, on the tape showing that Purdy actually had a good year.
During the season, I can't watch, 250 dropbacks in a row of a quarterback. You know, I have to each week watch games, as many as I can. But in the off season, I can watch 250 dropbacks over a 2 or 3 day period. And I got to tell you, I came away thinking that Purdy's really good. Now, I thought there were times he left the pocket too soon, and I thought that was one of the things that at times, he struggled with last year. But overall, I mean, to me, as a post-snap operator, in other words, when the ball snapped and it's in his hands, I think he's an outstanding post-snap operator. He sees the field intuitively. I think he's an elite processor. I think he creates timing and anticipation throws based on his immediate understanding of what he sees, and that allows him to throw with precise timing. I came away after watching everything about him that he's a really, really good quarterback who truly understands how to play the position at the NFL level.
So he really kind of focuses there on the instincts there. When he does leave the pocket, he was leaving the pocket a little bit too early. Shout out poor offensive line protection. But again, he does lean on the instincts or what separates Brock here. But then, so clearly Brock has the ability to elevate receivers, but to a degree, because then you contrast it with what Baldy just told us on some guys need to step up too. The defense needs to get the other team off the field every now and then. Special teams, can we make a play? Wide receivers, can we not drop the ball? So I'm kind of curious where the line is or where the line will be this year in terms of this is Brock's responsibility versus you did everything you could have here, but someone else did not do their job, and that is why this team lost. I think Cosell said later on that Brock wasn't the reason why the 49ers were 6-11 last year. Do we have that one ready to go as well that we could play, or do we still need to go
Greg Cosell, what are we doing?
Was it Greg Cosell? Purdy wasn't the reason the 49ers were 6-11 last year. It's very hard to throw the sound from this chair.
Well, yeah, that's why, that's usually I do. I have the sound right here, Sammy, so I play it. So thank you for being my teammate
here. We're trying to rigmarole the sound
here. It's okay. But no, I have it all in front of me. It's okay. We'll get to it when we get to the sound. Here's Greg Cosell talking about Mahomes having certain deficiency, just like Brock Purdy and other quarterbacks.
There's a lot of different elements to playing quarterback, okay? I can tell you right now, here, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to tell you who told me, but a defensive coordinator in the league told me this, who's very highly respected, and he said, Patrick Mahomes is not a very good progression reader. Okay, that's a coordinator that's played against him. So people listening to that might go, you're crazy, it's Patrick Mahomes. People have different strengths. Is Brock Purdy going to do what Josh Allen can do? Is Brock Purdy going to put a team on his back and win a Super Bowl, quote unquote, by himself? Of course, no one does it by yourself, no matter who you are. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Is he that kind of player? No. So some people might think then he's not in the top five. That makes him in the top 10 or 12 or 15, whatever list they want to choose. But when it comes to the subtleties and the nuances and the understanding of how to play the position, Brock Purdy is high level. Does he have a rocket arm? No. Is he the most athletic quarterback in the league? No. But he understands intuitively and innately how to play the quarterback position. Look, you guys, I'm sure, have talked ad nauseum going back to last year and probably through the summer about why the Niners were 6-11. And there's many reasons for that. And it's not just Brock Purdy. In fact, he'd probably be one of the least important reasons.
One of the least important reasons there, which was interesting. You got Greg Cosell.
I don't disagree with that.
888-957-9570 is the number. We got Samita in Los Gatos that wants to join in the conversation in regards to Brock Purdy and just why we're talking about the quarterback this way, because his career is just so unique in that he was the last pick in the draft. He was the third guy behind Trey and Jimmy, gets thrust in there, and all he had known his first couple seasons was success, getting to an NFC championship game, getting to a Super Bowl, being an overtime period away from winning said Super Bowl. And then adversity hit last year. And now we're all taking a step back and saying, all right, where does this guy rank? Is he top five? Is he top 10? What is? And he said something there, Greg Cosell did, I want to get to after we get to Samita and Los Gatos. He said the word subtlety. Subtlety is not sexy when it comes to being a quarterback. I'll tell you what is sexy and why that gets the gossip, not what Brock Purdy does. Samita, good morning. You're on the morning roast.
Morning, guys. I just want to play it bold.
Hey, Samita, give us a call back. You're cutting in and out there, your connection. It's okay. We'll power through it, just like the 49ers connection last year. It was very iffy at times, and it didn't land.
It's up to Brock to elevate that connection.
It's up, he's got to. You know, he's got to get Xfinity, right? Yeah. There you go. Shout out to Fast Five. He's got to get that Xfinity internet. High speed, high powered, baby.
Come up in right? An hour and 2 minutes.
That's a tease right there, an hour and 2 minute tease.
Love but, teasing Fast Five.
But Cosell did say something there that, hey, what Mahomes does, the improvisation, it's not what you teach. It's actually what the coordinators don't want you to do. He probably does that too much. He doesn't read the progressions, like as an offensive coordinator said, as well as other quarterbacks. But you know what Mahomes does do well? He has an innate feel for the game. He's playing backyard football out there, and you want that guy as your quarterback. Yeah. I fear that man with the game on the line. Everyone does. Niner fan, Eagles fans, Raider fans. Everyone fears Patrick Mahomes.
You do not
Mahomes.
Want the ball in his hand at the end of the game.
And do you care who's out there? Do you care who's out there?
Honestly, you and I could be lining up out there.
And he'll find a way.
Exactly.
Right? Just like we found a way to get Samita and Los Gatos back.
Let's
Samita,
go.
Good morning.
There is a will.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. So I just wanted to make a comment about Brock Purdy. I agree that he is a good quarterback. I do not agree that he is a great quarterback. And when you have a good quarterback, but not a great quarterback, you need the rest of the team to be firing on all cylinders. Now, okay, he's great. I don't know. Maybe he's still pretty young. He's still pretty new. I think he's got the smarts to figure things out. But the question is, can he do does he have that X factor to win a game when it's all on the line and he's got to put the team on his shoulders, on his back, and make it happen? Can he do that? And my fear is, I'm really not so sure, because this team is not cohesive with these off-season holdouts, contract issues, etc. At the end of the day, training camp is immensely important. And the fact that, you've got a couple of key guys in the last couple of years, guys who need to catch the ball for you, if they're holding out, they're missing out on training camp, the vibe is not quite there, that is going to bleed into the regular season. And I think I'm concerned about the 49ers season this year because of these issues. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Samita. Well, it's interesting. Let's dive into that, because I told you why you shouldn't be concerned. We got Christian McCaffrey back. We just added Brian Robinson Jr. We got George Kittle, one of the best tight ends in all the sport. We got Trent Williams, left tackle, first ballot Hall of Famer. He's been there through training camp. I know he's done the joint practices and he hasn't done the games, but that's fine. We have Nick Bosa.
Is it though?
Yes, we have Nick Bosa. Trent Williams had a down year last year and was still top 10 by all the metrics. He's fine. I'm not worried about Trent Williams. Fred Warner, best linebacker in the game. Again, as I mentioned, Nick Bosa, top 5 defensive end in the game. Deion Lenore, one of the best rising young corners in the game. Sure. Am I worried about the depth of the D-line? Absolutely. Am I worried about the secondary? Yeah. Who's running mates with Fred Warner this year? Is it D-winners? Okay. Let's see it. But most teams would kill to have all of those players starting for their franchises. Outside of a handful of others, like, there are few teams as well-equipped as the 49ers this year when it comes to just pillars of the organization. Those are all pillars of the organization, as I just referenced. There's a lot of team, hell, 15 other teams right there that can't name 5 players better than I just did. They just can't. They can't. And the 49ers have those guys. So why aren't we viewing the team through that lens? We just keep going to the deficiencies where we should be focusing on the efficiencies, if you will.
Ooh, I like that. I mean, is it simply put just because we feel like the drop-off from the star players to everyone else is just that precipitous? Like, I do agree with you. I mean, you look at the offensive line, I feel very good about the starting 5. You can go to a 6 if you want to throw Connor Colby in there.
I like that they're bringing back the same people, Sam. Like, yeah. Continuity matters
except
in
for
this.
Colton, except for Colton McKibbitz.
I know. Well, sure. But, like, Continuity matters, hopefully. Yes.
Yeah. But no, again, you do have some guys who will hopefully help out Colt McKivitz on that line there. So the defensive line, obviously, that's a question there. But then that gets onto the defensive side of the ball where Brock can't do anything about that. So when we talk about, you know, the faith that we have in Brock being able to elevate this team, he only elevate one half of the roster. He can't elevate Fred Warner. He can't elevate Nick Bosa. He can't elevate D'Amador Lenore. That's on those guys on the other side of the ball to kind of elevate themselves. So I think we're so recency biased that we saw how things look when everything fell apart around Brock. And there's this belief that we put out last year that if he was Mahomes or Josh Allen, then that team still would have been, you know, playoff bound going towards a Super Bowl. And I think that, I don't know why we do this. I don't know why we talk ourselves into believing that things aren't as good as they are. We love to be negative as a society. That's what the NFL stands for, the Negative Football League. It's not the nuance anymore.
I like that.
But maybe is it that simple? I don't know. Maybe there's a level of irrationality to it in that situation.
888-957-9570. How are we viewing Purdy heading into this season, Niner fans? What are you judging Purdy most by? Is it the touchdown to interception ratio? Is it amongst his peers? What's the most important part of Purdy that you're looking forward to this season, Niner fans? Let's go to Steve in San Ramon, wants to join the conversation. What's up, Steve?
How you doing? Enjoy your guys' show. And I got to listen to KMBR, listen to you guys. And this whole Purdy conversation, it just cracks me up because it's like when Purdy first came on the scene, it's like, well, we haven't seen him do this. Well, can he bring a team back? Can he win here? Everybody's saying, can he put a team on his back? It's like you said, recency bias. You take away the starting running back, the starting receiver, and the starting left tackle off any team, you tell me how great the quarterback is or their offensive production. I don't know what fans need to see. Did we not see Purdy in both the Green Bay game and the Detroit game when the Niners are getting their asses kicked and down by a lot, bring them back and win both those games and take him to a Super Bowl?
Those things did happen.
And he did it with his legs. He did it with his arm. And then in the Super Bowl, they had the lead in the fourth quarter. He gave him a lead in the Super Bowl. If the right guard makes a block, we score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, we maybe win the game. So I don't know what fans need to see. The guy is everything you want in your starting quarterback in Shanahan's system, and they're fine. I have no worries about Purdy whatsoever. He proved to me everything he needed to do in that season they went to the Super Bowl. I don't know what fans are looking for.
I'm right there with you.
Thanks,
and you bring up, Steve, a great point that I kind of brought up earlier in the show. And maybe we can kind of dive into this now a little bit as we talk about how we're going to judge Brock Purdy this year. I do wonder, at what point does Brock need to stop proving himself? Like, I'm kind of curious where how many Niner fans are in the same boat as Steve, where he's shown you everything that you need to see. All right, we're good to go here. Clearly the Niners, they don't think he needs to prove anything anymore. They've thrown the bag at him. You could say that they were kind of forced to or what have you. And maybe that's a sign that he still has something that has to be proven towards you. So I am kind of curious, what will it take for any of the Brock doubters out there, whatever your level of doubt is on Brock Purdy, what is it going to take for him to get to a position where you're just like, you know what, Brock's under center, we're set? Or does he ever get to that point? I mean, is he ever going to have that he's proved it level to the same level that maybe Patrick Mahomes has, even though that Mahomes has certain deficiencies that Brock doesn't? What is it going to take for us to just finally accept that this guy's good enough to get you to a Super Bowl and even put you in a position to win it? Which
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think is the bare minimum you want from a championship caliber quarterback. Can you get us in position to win the damn game?
It's interesting with Brock because I do feel like whenever he is in the playoffs, he is looked at as the lesser quarterback in any matchup. And KC, Matt, Devon in the Uber, we'll get to all of you in just a second. But that's why people continue to doubt him. Whenever a quarterback matchup is, and that's what we do, you go, that's what you look at, and you give the edge to the certain team just based off the quarterback sometimes, right? And whenever it's the playoffs, you know, it's him or Jalen Hurts. Well, which one are you taking? Well, probably this right now, I'm probably taking Jalen Hurts over
Brock. That's the recency bias.
That's the recency bias. But also, Jalen's also been to two Super Bowls, and Jalen also balled out in both those Super Bowls. I'm a big Jalen Hurts defender. I think he gets, just like we're way too hard on Brock, I think we're way too hard on Jalen. That's just the society we live in. We're hard on everyone, right? No one's happy. Again, negative football league.
The no that, one is happy football league.
That's what it is. Well, that's
for.
What it is. So that's what we do. If he's going up against, you know, the Chargers, right? Let's just say it's Justin Herbert. Oh, I'm taking Justin Herbert over Brock Purdy. Really?
Arm strength.
Really?
When I see him throw that ball.
I don't know. Like, is it a shoo-in that if Justin Herbert was the San Francisco 49ers quarterback this year, we would view them totally different? I just don't buy that.
Is it really as just black and white as just because man throw ball far, man better at QB than Brock Purdy?
Like, yeah,
is
it's always going to go back to the draft. And how long did it take Tom freaking Brady to finally, you know, put all the draft, like, oh, he's just a product of the system. It's a defensive team. It's Bill Belichick. How long did it take for him to put all of that away?
Winning that first Super Bowl, I think.
No, I also, honestly, Sam, he won three Super Bowls, and I don't think it was till that season with Randy Moss when they were undefeated and almost had to go all the way against the New York Giants. And that season he had, which was incredible, he had to show his arm off with Randy Moss. And even then, Carter and Sam, what were they saying? Oh, it was Randy Moss. I mean, anyone could do that with Randy Moss.
I mean, yeah, basically, I could have thrown 50 touchdown passes with Randy Moss that year.
And maybe it even took that, again, this sounds ridiculous, that fourth Super Bowl win. Oh, you know what? Maybe we could talk about him with Joe Montana. Again, is Brock Purdy on Tom Brady's level in the GOAT talks? No, it's not. It's not on that level. But again, it's just, this is what we do, and this is why I love, and this is why I hate football, because quarterback conversation is just on crack. It is. It is on crack right now. It used to be a type 1 drug, but now it's a type 10 drug, the quarterback conversation. It is. I'm sorry. It is. Let's go to Matt in the city. He wants to join in the Purdy situation. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Going pretty good.
So the last caller stole a little bit of my thunder here because, I wanted to touch on the can he put us on his back thing. The only thing that stopped Brock Purdy so far are a torn elbow ligament and the entire team getting injured out last year. When Brock has a healthy team, he's put us on his back every time he's been asked to, including twice in his first playoff runs, if you don't count the injured game in the NFC Championship. And then, does no one remember Jimmy Garoppolo? I mean, that guy
rings
got the bag after five meaningless wins. They act like he's the second coming of Joe Montana, and then we suffer through mediocrity, limp arm, interceptions in the playoffs. Just, you know, the end, I can't Kansas City Super Bowl, the last play of the game, where he just sort of fumbles all over himself and flops on the ground and flails it into the air. You're just like, this is our guy. And now we got this young quarterback with the most poised, cool composure, nothing rattles him, team leader. He's everything you want. He's proved it. We pay him. And now our fan base wants to ask questions. Was it just Jimmy's dimples and all the female fans just loved it, or what?
Well, he is handsome, Matt. I mean, those Travis Matthew ads, I mean, just look at the guy. I mean, I'm jealous. I got body envy, but I appreciate the call. And by the way, Football Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. As you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, NHG1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. This Brock Purdy conversation has been dominating. We got almost full phone lines. A couple of them are open if you want to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number. What does Brock Purdy have to prove still? Is it just ultimately?
I kind of am thinking that too. Like, for those who aren't still, who feel like, yeah, he hasn't proven enough, or he's proven some, or he's proven nothing, I want to hear from the people who still feel like Brock needs to prove something to him, because I'm kind of in the boat of a lot of these callers so far. I think he's proven that he could do the job. Like, he got you to the doorstep. You fell short for reasons that weren't his fault. So, again, Brock Purdy, not even the top 10 reasons why the Niners did not win that Super Bowl in Las Vegas a couple years ago. I don't think he's a top 5 reason why the Niners were 6-11 last year. We keep wanting to, again, there he is, the quarterback. He does shoulder more responsibility just because it's that position there. But realistically speaking, Brock Purdy has proven that he is far more of an asset to this team when it comes to winning, and is very, very rarely a liability out on the field.
I'll say this when it comes to the Super Bowl. I do think he skates by a little bit with that performance. He wasn't very good. He did not do enough to win that game. He didn't lose the game, Sam. He didn't do enough to win the game, though. So, and that's the difference between winning a Super Bowl and losing a Super Bowl. So, you need to do just enough to win it, and Brock didn't do enough to win that game. He didn't, like, he didn't. You could argue and throw back, oh, well, if Jake Moody does this, well, if he doesn't do this, if Nick Bosa stops him there. There's always the ifs and buts. I just think he skates by a little bit. I was not impressed by that Super Bowl performance.
No, and that's totally fair. I think that's a very fair point to point out there. And so I guess, does that kind of go into how we're going to look at it this year? You mentioned a good point there. He wasn't good enough to win it, but he wasn't bad enough to lose it.
It was kind of a hey.
So if that's the situation this year, if we're seeing a lot of these games where Brock played well enough where it's not his fault they lost it, but there was still more that he could have done to maybe help them win it, that's going to be problematic, I think, this year. I think when we're coming to judging Brock Purdy this year, now that he's gotten paid, Baldy said it, players get paid, they get judged differently. You know, he's going to get put through the meat grinder a little bit more when he's just good enough to get the job done. And that kind of goes into some of the games I highlighted from last year. I think one I would point out is that Cardinals game that took place when it was, you know, 5,000 degrees down at Levi's. You know, I mentioned the stalled fourth and long he had in the third quarter that was a wasted scoring opportunity. They score there. Maybe the fourth quarter plays out a little bit differently. Maybe that Jordan Mason fumble isn't as costly as it ended up being. Yeah, I think that's fair to kind of change the judgment process of Brock Purdy this year to be a little bit more scrutiny. I agree with that, but that still makes me feel like I still trust him, though.
888-957-9570 is the number. Devon is in the Uber, wants to join in the conversation. I see it's almost full phone lines. People are fired up. Brock, I'm telling you, man, the Brock Purdy talk this year is going to be fascinating.
I want to know what people still need to see to be proven by him. So 888-957-9570.
People think we're crowning him still. People think he's fine. You can't say anything about him. Again,
we are allowed to criticize
I told you, Sam, there's no room for nuance. It's either he's the greatest or he sucks. There's no in between.
And today we are going to find the answer.
I know who's great, though. It's Devon of the Uber. What's up, Devon?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, hey, way to plug that there. How you gentlemen doing,
what's up, brother? How we doing, man?
Hey, pretty good, man. I want to start off by saying, you know, I'm just a pure football fan, and I'm a fan of greatness and people striving to it. So there's definitely no hate for the Brock train. I'm actually a supporter. I think that Brock is a good quarterback, and I think he's rated as a good quarterback, and I think that sets some people off. Like, people want him to be rated as more than just a good quarterback. And so I don't think he's the only quarterback that's asked, you know, or has expectations. Like, C.J. Stroud, they're wondering, you know, was that a slump? Can he get back to where he's at? Bryce Young, like, everybody, they kind of do that to everybody. So I don't like that people feel like it's only Brock. Another thing with Brock that personally I do want to see, because people would like to say he's a great quarterback, right? And so I look at other great quarterbacks and I say they've been able to do more with less. I hate the argument people say, like the other guy said it earlier, where, oh, you know, we've had injuries. If you remove our starting running back and this starter and this starter, and it's like, it's not just, like, there's context. It's not just having a starting running back. You got the best running back in the league. You got the best left tackle in the league. You know, you got a top receiving core in the league. You know, you have one of the best tight ends in the league. So when you have the shiniest tools, you know, in the shed, and those go down, okay, yeah, people want to see what you could do without them, because majority, almost a majority, but a lot of quarterbacks don't have the shiny stuff. I'm a Raider fan. When we lose a running back, it's over. You say, yeah, oh, yeah, please pray for me, man.
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, man, that's another story. But it's like, you feel me? Like, when a lot of teams, we can't afford to lose it, you know? And so the fact that it's not that you guys can't either, but people want to see him be able to do more with less, because when you're a big guy and you're making a big purse, you have to, right? And so hopefully Brock can get it together. Again, I'm not a hater. Hopefully he can get it together. But I think he's a good quarterback. Personally, I got him in the 11 to 13 range, wherever you want to place. And I do want to say this, Justin Herbert is super overrated, man. Good quarterback, but he's overrated. Love you guys.
Thank you. That's Devon in the Uber.
Thank you very much, Devon.
Take from a measured Raider fans. By the way, I like to just throw this one out there, because that's what we've come to the top of the pyramid, if you will, when it comes to this conversation. Is it a Brock isn't good enough issue? Or is it fans can't have a category of quote unquote great quarterbacks or good quarterbacks that are under the Elite Four? We bestow great to three or four guys. Now, I'd argue Mahomes is the guy. As we're doing like a pyramid scheme here, he is S tier. No one is touching Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I gave the same respect to Tom Brady up until he retired. You're not touching that man.
There's always a number one QB in the league.
He tried to go for a three-peat last year, people. And now we're like saying like they're cooked.
It's over for him. Yeah, pack it in.
The Chiefs are fine, by the way.
Their offense might even be better this year. And their defense is still really good. So for those who are rooting for the Chiefs' demise, yeah, you're going to be angry.
Patrick Mahomes. And then if you want to do Lamar, Allen, Burrow, I think that's where most people are.
Yep.
Everything after that, people like to debate. Can we all agree on that first?
I agree. I think Jalen Hurts and Matt Stafford are in that gray area that you go between your Elite Four and everybody else, where I do think that they're held in higher regard than the quarterbacks below them, but no one's putting them in the category of those four above them. But after that, though, it's a big jumble of who knows and what's up.
And let me use this term instead. So the big four, we'll say that's the Elite Four.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone after that is either great or good or average, but they all get jumbled up.
Well, that's
what we're seeing with the CJ Strouds. Oh, this year, I mean, his first two seasons in the NFL, the guy goes to the playoffs, wins playoff games, and all of a sudden, oh, well, I don't know. He lost Tank Dell. He lost Stephon Diggs. He's been pretty freaking good his first 2 years, people. Now it's, oh, Jaden Daniels, he's just in the NFC Championship, right? He's kind of how we're reviewing CJ Stroud last year. Oh, we'll do it again now, Jaden. Oh, but he's great. He's number six right now. Hey, if he has another season, maybe he's going to be elite. See, it's just so fascinating how we do these things, where I'd argue it's the guy that's won the Super Bowls. And Matt Stafford's a part of this conversation, too. Mm-hmm. We like to forget about Matt Stafford. I do it. I forget about Matt Stafford. The guy's dealing with a back injury. He's 37 years. He's old. Sorry. And I love football so much. And it sounds like I'm frustrated. I'm actually not. I just It's how we talk about it as the sport.
The National Frustration League.
It's Brock, and we're going to continue to do it as a fan base when it comes to this guy. Just because he's not in those big four doesn't mean he's a scrub. It's okay. Like, and it doesn't mean, you know, he's not on the same level at times as a Jaden Daniels or a CJ Stroud or some of these young guys or Justin Herbert, if everyone wants to go Justin Herbert. It's okay. It's all right.
And that's the thing, though. I don't think a lot of people think that is okay. There's this belief that when you get to the big game, the quarterback has to be the reason why you win. And the guy I look at, Eli Manning, was he ever one of the truly elite quarterbacks in the NFL?
Never.
No.
Ever.
Was he ever a top five quarterback?
No.
Yo, there was times where he was maybe in the 8 to 10 range, if you really want to be generous. And yet he still won 2 Super Bowls. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame because of it, not a first ballot. And he's looked at as one of the great quarterbacks of all time. Yet both of those Super Bowl wins, he was not the only reason why they won those Super Bowls. You had a couple fluky plays in there, but you had a great defensive showing in Super Bowl 42. And you had, you know, a Patriots defense in Super Bowl 46 that was just really not very good, that, you know, made a lot easier to kind of cut down the field in that Super Bowl in Indy. But yeah, Eli Manning was not the sole reason why. Does that change the perception of Eli Manning at all? No, at all. It's just, you do not, there's this belief that you need to have an elite quarterback only in order to win a Super Bowl. It certainly helps. It's, no one's ever going to be like, yeah, I'm not picking them, their quarterback's too elite. You're never going to have a situation like that. But it doesn't disqualify you, and maybe that's where the frustration comes from, is that maybe there's just a segment of fans who just, if someone outside the quarterback has to be responsible for your team winning, then that's just not good enough. And I just frankly disagree with that line of thinking.
There is a great myth that we like to perpetuate every year when it comes to the NFL, and we're up against it. And James, Damon, and TC, I see you. We'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570.
I love a loser, bro.
It's the myth of parity. There is no parity in the NFL. It's the haves and the have-nots, and it's either you have the best quarterback or you have the best collection of talent on the team, and that's what you're doing. It's Tom Brady winning them this century. It's Tom Brady. It's Ben Roethlisberger. It's Eli Manning. It's Peyton Manning. It's Patrick Mahomes. And then a handful of other guys.
Breeze, Rodgers.
One and done, as I call them. Yeah. Breeze, Rodgers, Foles. Right.
Brad
now
Johnson.
Jalen Hurts. Brad Exactly. It's the either you're going to be the outlier, right? And that's what the Niners are trying to be, the outlier with Purdy or Garoppolo, or you have the elite Hall of Fame guys.
What's interesting, you know what, we'll get
on the other side. We'll get to it. 888-957-9570. And that's what's coming up. The game brought to you by Frontier Ford. Mach-E lease specials are on, and Tesla owners score even more at Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mach-E Select for just $239 a month, plus tax, $1,999 at signing, and save even more with your Tesla. Offer ends September 2nd at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.